dirty shit. Yeah, this shit sound like the summer's gone, and all the bitches and parties left at the summer homes, and all the niggas with burners that left the safety off, and kids turn statistics that's left dead when the summer's gone. This shit feel right. Ooh, this shit feel like Jordan for 40 at 40 to let you know he's still Mike. All the thoughts that turn into good girls with a man type who let me fuck before their relationships and they still Mike. This feels crazy, yeah, this feels different. This year's crazy, yeah, this year's different. This year, baby, yeah, this year's different. This fifth gear, this lane changing, and this big willing, and this big pimping. I swear, I had to wake the nigga sleep up, had to clean the streets up. She finished catching all my babies, I just put the seat up. I'm on these papers, I'm off the papers, can't roll no weed up. So please make sure you use my name if you addressing me now.
I need to escape.
Niggas and checking checks is addressed to me now. I put my heart and my soul in this shit, I'm hardly home. I guess some hands are made to fold, that's the way it goes. They tried to wish me gone, I'm back on my Derrick Rose. They tried to sabotage the movement like we only human. You mere mortals can't keep pace with the speed we moving. This shit feel like a first communion, save money union. We are just in tune with some shit that you niggas not in tune with. My niggas looking for different bitches. I'm in the bigger business, focused on the bigger picture. I sold crack, I'd be damned if I can't sell a rap. I've been to hell and back, I'm on this bitch running track. It sound like I'm writing eulogies now. Niggas that wanna hate me gotta go and Google me now. No handshakes for none of these fake niggas, I vow. It's gonna be fuck the other side forever. That's what's on my mind forever. Purple.
I need to escape.
So fast, why you drive so fast? Girl, where you gotta go? Girl, where you gotta go? Baby, you should try and drive slow. You should try and drive slow. Cause you're going 45 on the 15. I'm just trying to stay alive on the big screen. When you coming out to drive, all the kids scream. I don't know, baby girl, you moving on the better days. Usually you don't be using me. I'm dead, you cry at my eulogy. Magic like Houdini, yeah. Baby, you taking my scrutiny. Yacht with the fireworks, this isn't new to me. Damn, baby, come jump off the roof with me. Live up your youth with me before they shooting me. With all they cameras and bullets, I swear I'm the man up in France with the hooligans. Yeah, I'm up with Sanopy. You do not answer me, I'm in the canopy. Living my life like a fantasy. Sleep with the girl like my dreams on a week. So I sleep and I see my reality. Battle me, that's your fatality. Actually, I'm a catastrophe. Go to your school and they ask for me. I'm in your class making cash and we foodie like passion. It's burning like ashes. We had to just make this ish happen. He rapping again. He snapping again. It happened, my friends. I'm back with the Benz. And I know you took a state piss. So I had to make you pre-exist.
Yeah. Why you drive so fast? Why you drive so fast? Girl, where you gotta go? Girl, where you gotta go? Baby, you should try and drive slow. You should try and drive slow. Cause you going 45 on the 15. I'm just trying to stay alive on the big screen. When you coming out to drive, all the kids scream. I don't know, baby girl, you moving on to better things. Usually you don't be using me. I'm dead, you cry at my eulogy. Magic like Houdini, ah. Baby, you taking my scrutiny. Yacht with the fireworks, this isn't new to me. Damn, baby, come jump off the roof with me. Live up your youth with me before they shooting me. With all they cameras and bullets, I swear I'm the man up in France with the hooligans. Yeah, I'm up with Santa B, you do not answer me.
Backseat of my Jeep, I swing an episode. Young sister on the stroll with a heavy load. She say it ain't the way you bend it, it's the way you spend it. She saw me dipping in shit, but wasn't trying to pimp it. Just trying to get it cause I fit it better. Met a red bone, got the aca yellow off my acapella. And I could tell that she was jealous cause my love was lavish. Was like water for chocolate, but she wasn't Spanish. Had to have it more than daily on a daily though. She say she ain't no radio, no play radio. Baby go back like backyard boogie and bagpipes. I'm pulling niggas rap car, fully like and smash mics. Live smooth with the coolers at the parties and hookers in the lobby trying to keep me out the swap meets. But mommy remind me of that Jeep rolling by me thinking the God Almighty he ain't knock up nobody but you.
They don't fear, bother. Rest fears on the cashmere. I still got them. You walk slick, thick, behind wobbling when I beat it. Probably can't read in the crime column. I kill shit. Heels lip lick from Cool Whip. Committed though. Netflix used to be my hit and go. Purple rolls in the air, roll swollen. The cell still on them, stroking tail bone broken. Oh, golden glow, fresh, soul and flesh. Photo set. Pose like I should have bought a tech. Due respect, your finesse got me thinking weekends. Summer fall, spring squeaking while I'm with the singing. Nothing like the realest thing. Don't worry, love, never hurry, make it hurricane. I'm saying, rain overdue. Put pleasure on a pedestal. Whoever bet, nobody do it better than you.
Never, ever, never, ever, never. never, never, ever let you go the wrong way. Pain don't last forever, it's just a long day. Never, ever, ever we'll share your heart. You close your eyes, I'm in the dark. Never, ever let you go, there's no way. I'll never let you go. Never let you go. Oh, yeah, I hear him talking about us once again. I don't care, I'm occupied with you and I. They don't know what happened the last time I fell. There were so many pieces. And hey, don't you need this? Oh, I told you now you could keep it. Yeah. Oh, your heart is mine, I need it. If you lead, I'm leaving. Let's go. Cause I'm tired of moving slow.
To anyone but you, me, wait on you. I'm leaving from the Commodore, headed to your front door. Open up and let me in. Have my heart, it's yours. I'm feeling like I'm 25. Girl, you got me on a ride. I'm glad that you're on my side.
yeah, so it's a special edition of the Egg Hour because I'm the only egg, but I got a guest egg with me. So what's your name? Where are you from? What you been doing?
My name's Kira Beverly Laura.
Bev
for short. I'm from Baltimore, Maryland. And I've been on some middle school bullshit.
Don't swear. Bull crap. Yeah, no, boys are interesting.
What do you think, Tyler?
What did you tell us? Yeah, no, it's interesting. Yeah, they're the trope of like, oh, I lost a bet.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, gotta do this romantic mm-hmm. thing. Like, bet.
So, such a crappy thing for me to have to do. Yet, here I am.
No, I think it's really romantic, and I think more people should do it.
All I really want is for someone to say, you know what, there's no reason for me to talk to you except that someone else is literally forcing me to do it. And I'd be like, wow.
I think that's how I hope to be proposed to. It's like, I lost a bet. Will you marry me? Yeah, What's like the worst bet you can think of? Or the worst bet you've participated in? Do you not gamble?
I actually, gambling makes me physically sick.
Really? Like watching it or the idea of it?
Like both. Like, oh, wow. I can't watch Casino Royale. I have to like leave the room.
Like, is like the James Bond movie?
Like when they're all like gambling, I literally can't stomach it. Like the idea of like loss, it like really freaks me out.
Yeah. I remember there was once this like PSA on during like Saturday morning like children TV or whatever. It was about like, it was like anti-gambling. It was just so spooky because there was this house and it was like this camera panning through this house and like furniture goes missing because like the idea of like gambling and like losing everything and such.
I wrote that PSA.
Kira wrote it at the tender age of 7.
I was really prolific.
What about like solitaire? Like the computer game that I guess also is a card game.
I'm not risk averse, but like the idea of like betting worries me.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I can take a chance.
Take a chance on me.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to unpack.
This?
Yeah.
Oh my god. How many? Do you ever just like sit in a sociology course and like count how many times Let's Unpack This has been said?
I actually did my first unpacking in Cop's Eye.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because we had this bit pack interface and you had to unpack things. It said this unpack, and I was like, it's here. Like, the final frontier of unpacking computer science. I've seen university. but Unpacker I did.
Yeah, that's like the new place.
They gave us synonyms.
Synonyms for Unpack This?
Like.
Expand.
But like, I want to make up a word that's like funny. Like.
Explore.
I've been using debrief, I feel like.
Debrief.
Yeah.
I just like how much of a meme Let's Unpack This has become.
Mm.
But like some people still legitimately use it.
Yeah. Need new words.
Need new words.
Always become memes, and then I think of new words. Oh. I wonder where the English language is going, honestly.
Oh, it's kind of going interesting. Please, my brother sent me a text today. It's like memes I used to like, and it's like this. It's like the, you know, like the little baby. It's like,
yes, like that old meme where it's like the big text font.
Yeah, big white text font. Sad. With like a colorful like background. It's like. That's what memes used to be, and then the memes I like now is like Will Smith is trying to eat soybeans in my bed, and it's like this gif. I like how memes make literally no sense anymore.
Yeah. I love how also everyone like has some genius idea every year, but they're like, we're gonna teach a class about memes.
Yeah.
In college, I'm like, okay, we'll see.
Yeah. What if you were to teach a college? A college on memes, not even a class.
College on
yeah,
memes.
What would be, how? What would you need to do to get a degree?
Get a degree. I think you really have to understand, like, different classes of memes,
mm-hmm.
where they come from, the origins, the mm-hmm. histories, counter histories, counter narratives.
Mm-hmm. Will there be a lot of unpacking?
so much unpacking, also the unpacking of what it means to unpack and that
mm-hmm.
meme. And then for the final, you have to, like, make a meme.
Mm-hmm.
And I decide if it's funny. And if it's not funny, you don't graduate.
Damn. Who would graduate? Who wouldn't? Like, oh, like...
It'd probably be entirely classes. Mm-hmm.
Like, think, like, looking at the, like, the Tufts meme page, like, how do you think it's evolved? Like, what do you think of its current state?
I can't tell what the bar for likes is now, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
like more people are in the group, so I'm like, oh, 200, like, not bad. But then I'm like, wait, do we have, like, 2,000 more, like, freshmen in this
mm-hmm.
group?
Mm-hmm.
What, how do we measure culture? I like the Rupee Core memes. That was a good revival.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was a good, like, trend there was. I feel like I just don't ever want to, like, I don't even want to try again, because, like, my legacy is, like, you know, it's become outdated, but, like, it's just too good. I don't want to touch it.
The original Tufts sociologist.
Yeah. I founded the sociology part of
it. Someone was like, who are you living with next year? I was like, oh, blah, 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 Charlotte Eccles. And they were like, Charlotte Eccles? Who made the memes? I was like, yes.
We'll get a big printout.
Also a person.
No.
just a meme creator. Like, yeah, she doesn't even go here. It doesn't take class.
No.
She just, like, made that meme, like, to claim to fame, man.
Yeah.
Just, like, squats in Cambridge.
Yeah. Yeah. No, literally.
Colin, Tyler, what do you think? Colin, folks, does Charlotte go to Tufts or just squat in Cambridge with her dog?
It's a really easy answer, I think, and it's the latter. It's the squatting. So what music have you been listening to recently?
I feel like I just listen to, like, one artist and listen to all their songs
yeah.
for, like, a month.
Mm-hmm.
I'm listening to No Name right now.
Oh, No Name's so good.
Reality Check's, like, my favorite song mm-hmm. right now, I think. Yeah.
She's real good.
What about you, Charlotte?
You know me? I've been listening to music with, like, we have a listener who has voted in. He says that I squat in Cambridge.
Yeah.
That is what I do.
Yeah.
Power squat, jump
squat, Colin.
I guess I've been listening to music with, like, key changes.
Okay.
So, like, Lucky by Britney Spears.
I've been listening to a lot of Britney. Actually, yesterday I sat with Charlotte, Georgia, and Olivia, and just watch Glee performances on YouTube for an hour and a half, and we watched the entire Britney episode.
Oh my god.
Very good.
What's your favorite season of Glee? I feel like there's very different stages of it.
like season three, I feel like. But I also feel like season three is generally like the best season for most shows.
Mm-hmm.
It's like not too early, like people they're grounded but they haven't run out of ideas.
Yeah, 13's a charm.
Glee's so funny because like the most wild stuff happens, but it makes perfect sense to you while you're watching it.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone comes in, they're like, okay, what's going on? Like why is this happening? Mm-hmm. And you're like, okay. So like what's happening is Quinn, who gave her baby to Rachel's mom, now is trying to steal it back. But Puck, who she made the baby with, is hooking up with Rachel's mom.
Oh,
but then
God.
Finn is really trying to be a good person. Like, and they're like, what? And you're like, yeah, it's like makes perfect sense. So, like, that's just what's happening on Glee.
Mm.
That's what you missed.
This week on Glee. Oh, yeah. I actually, like, just started watching television.
What? Oh, I thought you were going to say Glee.
Like, no. I watched Glee in, like, sixth grade, but then it just, like, honestly, it just stopped making sense.
It died.
It really just...
It reached a point. Everyone graduated.
Yeah. But they, like, I feel like for things that take place in high school, once they graduate, you need to end it.
Yeah.
Because, like...
You should just stopped on a high note.
Yeah, exactly. Like, don't jump the shark.
Did I need
like,
to know that Rachel won a Tony?
Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah. It's not important, but I started watching Empire, which is like
Olivia watches Empire.
Oh my God, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, no way.
All last year she'd be like, Kira, do you watch Empire?
I'd be like, no. Wait, I'm gonna start talking to Olivia about Empire because I like I'll talk to my coworkers and they're like, no, but my mom watches it. Like the show I was watching Power in the summer, and like it was the same thing. I was like, oh my God, do you watch Power? It's so good. And my coworker was like, no, but it's my mom's favorite show. Like, I'm just a
like,
mom
when it comes
to television.
Fine. You're like the Baltimore of like, television watchers. Like, every fad just reaches you, like, too late. I don't think we got Silly Bands till, like, a year ago, honestly. Like, it's so slow.
Oh, my God. That's incredible.
Yeah.
I wonder when, like, dabbing is gonna come there. Oh, man, speaking of dabbing, I'm, like, really sad that I'm not of the age where I can be attending, like, bar and bat mitzvahs. Because, like, imagine...
I never went to one.
Imagine going, well, you know, like, the concept, right?
Yes.
Like, imagine going to, like, a young preteen party in the age of, like,
oh
fidget spinners and dabbing.
I have a fidget spinner that glows.
Really?
I got it at the hackathon, yeah.
Do you think the fidget spinner is done yet, or?
This is my first time, like, I had never touched a fidget spinner.
Really? You really are from Baltimore.
Yeah,
you are sheltered. Oh my God, the other week, I was in an Uber, and my driver was, like, fiddling with the fidget spinner while driving me.
Did you give them a compliment? You're like, nice spins.
I was like, hey, baby. That really got me going.
I think it's really funny how Uber has, like, now created this, like, social, like, you have a rating, like, the driver rates you, so,
yeah.
Like, you're on your good behavior. But then, I'm, like, afraid of retaliation. Like, my driver... the other day back from Wellesley was texting like on the highway, and I would be like, excuse me, sir, but then I was afraid that he would give me like a bad rating, and I was like, doesn't this work against?
No, I think for the most part they give it's more just like if you like were like super drunk and like threw up in their car. But I was once taking an Uber, and they were like, I only give you 5 stars if you give me a tip that's like 20% of the ride, and it's like, what? Like, that's weird.
It's wild.
Yeah, but I always give 5 stars. Like, I feel really bad when I give, like, less than 5 stars, but it's, like, because, like, I felt unsafe, so I feel like it's kind of, like, my duty.
Okay, if this guy gets us into an accident, then I'm gonna give him less than 5 stars.
Yeah, I'll give him, like a three. Take that.
Like, it's their car. Like, I'll just get out and call an Uber.
Yeah, no, it's always, like, ratings are so weird because like it's gotten to a certain point where like if I see a driver with a certain rating, like I won't want to get into their car. Like,
yeah.
I once got like a 4.2,
mm-hmm.
and like that doesn't seem like that bad, but like that's pretty low.
Pretty
like
low.
And then when I got in the car, I like understood why. It was pretty it was pretty unsmooth, I'd say. Yeah, let's get back to the tunes.
If you're still here after all that, <here's> the music. Shit in the chat.
Take it of me. Talk all day, then at nightfall.
outside my window, the Grammys is way too lofty. And I could stay here forever, I could die here. I don't have to try here. Can I get my two sugars, please? Jesus made an album, I'm still waiting in the line for cream. She dreaming Technicolor, lip black and white. Opportunity knocking a nigga, just got her nails. No skeletons in my closet, gonna open the door when Yale come. They ain't gonna wanna see my silhouette rap. Me fucking cognac, my smelling all black. Mississippi vagabond, granny gon' turn up in her grave and say my granny really was a slave for this. All your incomplete similes and pages ripped, you know they whipped us niggas. How you afraid to rap and you up to heaven after so we can freedom now. Ain't no ocean floor when you can be a Jesus now.
Don't feel the light that dwells deep within. You are powerful.
Moments and cloudy days on my snap. Mysterious aberration illuminated the trap. My telephone callication synonymous with the sunrise. Mountains against the foreground forever, me coming back. I ain't gonna cry the last time I leave my Chicago. 24 in LA, Mojo teaching me how to drive. Whole world inside my rear view, that's feeling me so alive. That's feeling me so alive, enjoy the joyride. Opportunity knocking, it's finally time to answer. The doorbell was only broken cause auntie was fighting cancer. And cigarettes on my mantle, keep calling me by my first name. Loving me when I'm lonely, pretending they really know me.
Don't feel the light that dwells deep within. Ooh, 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 ooh. You are powerful beyond what you imagine. Just let your light glow.
When that call comes, you better say hello with no hesitation. No hiding deep down below. No
thank you. conservado lo que se ha llevado el viento. Y yo estoy estancado en esos tiempos, cuando tú me amabas y con gran fulgor sentía tus besos. Dime, quítame esta duda, ¿quién es esta extraña que se ha apoderado de tu ser? ¿Dónde está la amante loca que me erizaba la piel? Porque ya tú no me tocas como lo hacía esa mujer. Algo no anda bien. Esta noche me hago el interrogante y le pongo fin a la impostora, usurpadora. Exijo contigo una entrevista, sospecho plagio a mi señora, mal imitadora. Dime, tengo unas preguntas, ¿dónde fue bajo la lluvia que te di ese primer beso? Dime también, relátame el momento, número de alojamiento, donde yo te hice mujer. Nuestra primera aventura. Quiero detalles en el cuello o el ombliguito, tu punto favorito, porque yo sí sé cuál es. Si en verdad eres lo original, demuéstramelo ahora. Me hago el interrogante y le pongo fin a la impostora, usurpadora. Exijo contigo una entrevista, sospecho plagio a mi señora, mal imitadora. Dime, tengo unas preguntas, ¿dónde fue bajo la lluvia que te di ese primer beso? Dime también, relátame el momento, número de alojamiento, donde yo te hice mujer. Que me encanta de tu cuerpo, nuestra primera aventura. Quiero detalles, será tu cuello o el ombligo, tu punto favorito, porque yo sí sé cuál es. Si en verdad eres lo original, demuéstramelo ahora. Tú no eras así cuando yo te conocí.
Now we're back. We had some tunes, some of Kira's faves. WFO Medford. I can't. I like almost have ladder safety. Oh, here it is. I almost have ladder safety memorized. Do you want to do the honor?
Oh, sure. Well, I don't know where it is. Should I just do it? Right,
yeah, you can pick whatever. What's this week? I am ready to go to bed. I think that's the general mood.
I got one. This is a walking is good exercise PSA. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults.
Not all.
In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. I identify as a healthy adult. It's about an hour each way.
Oh, really?
So, walking can get you fresh air, exercise,
burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Hello? Hi. We have a caller.
Hello!
Can you hear us?
I can. I'm live.
Oh, here. You're live.
Hi, wow.
It's Tyler. Our
Hello.
Most loyal listener. The most royal.
Our number one.
The most regal. How does it feel? You like that pressure?
It's an honor, really.
Yeah. It's an honor and a curse, I would say.
I would say it's a responsibility.
How's y'all's 6 month anniversary?
Good.
Cute.
Yeah, so in addition to me and Olivia, Tyler also watches Empire.
Wow. So it's the whole crew.
Yeah, it's the whole crew and the gang.
I don't know why it was more than a crew, but also a gang. Like, I don't know.
Well, Tyler is from the UK, so maybe you could excite him. Aren't you?
I'm from every continent you can think of, and yeah. Every country, if it's cool
mm-hmm.
at this moment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What is your, I guess this is a question for everyone. What's your favorite place that Drake is from?
That Drake is from?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Is he?
Oh, Drake is from many places.
He's from at least two countries.
No, he's from Canada. He's from the UK.
Well, I only knew Canada. So I guess that's
well, Canada is like physical, but the rest is like he would like you to believe.
Okay, I'm gonna say.
Budapest Drake. Oh, that's a future Drake. I can't wait for that one.
I feel like he's gotten more sensitive, mm. more in touch with himself, his past, but also his future.
Mm-hmm. OVO, are you listening to this pitch?
Okay, Tyler. Are you ready to do what we talked about?
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
I'm going to say Toronto.
Are you going to say it to her?
Wait, what?
Are you going to
Wait, what? What are you talking about?
I'm just kidding. I'm just going to see if I can get Tyler to just, like, do something spontaneous. But he was not manipulated, so surely.
No, I'm the liar in this.
Charlie, you ready to just do what we're
talking
about?
Yeah, Tyler.
Tyler, are you ready?
Tyler, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
So I lost a bet. Kira said that we have to go on a date sometime.
Oh wow.
Wee wee.
You just got.
Oh my god, you remember Punked with Ashton Kutcher?
Actually, I watched a show about modeling, and the woman who discovered Ashton Kutcher was the one discovering the models, and she relayed the story of how she discovered Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, really?
Yes, and he was just sitting at like a bar with his friends, and she was like, that one's gonna make money. And, like, whenever I talked to him, and the rest is history.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, that's how I make my friends. Ashton. I'm like...
This
money maker.
Money. Wealth and capitalism. This one will do well.
Does Ashton Kutcher do anything anymore? Because, like, I just sort of think of him as this, like,
well, he's
jerk who lives in the early 2000s.
Right?
Oh, right.
I
mean, oh.
I don't know. I just see him at baseball games sometimes in People magazine, and I assume mm-hmm. they're still together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're, like, one of those, like, dream couples, you know? Like, like Ryan Gosling and Blake Lively.
Charlotte Eccles. Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, Ryan. Wait, Ryan Reynolds and who?
Blake Lively. That's
oh, ha ha ha. Do you have a Twitter? I think my favorite thing on Twitter right now is, have you seen the tweet where it's a screenshot of someone saying, guys want one thing, and it's literally disgusting, and then someone will put, like, a picture of, like, like pickled eggs or something.
I'm not on Twitter.
Yeah, it's good. Twitter's good.
I made one because I was interviewing there, so I was like, I should probably have a Twitter. In case they're like, how do you use Twitter? And I'm like, and I have one tweet, and it's, I added, like, I @signed DayQuil.
DayQuil.
And it says DayQuil is a myth.
It is.
It didn't work for me.
What about NyQuil?
I haven't tried it. I don't want to speak too soon and, like, rub the whole, like, DayQuil, NyQuil brand. Vicks.
Vicks. Vicks Vapor Rub is magical.
What is that for?
Like, it's basically like just, like, menthol. Mm. Like, straight menthol.
So Tiger Balm.
Yeah, like, yeah, it clears you up. that's like, honestly, that's, like, that... That is what the feeling is. It's just like...
Kylie, what do you think?
I'm a fan of DayQuil.
Oh.
I'm not a NyQuil man.
Good for you. Yeah, good for you.
Like, I'm super happy for you and everything. It's super good. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I've actually never tried it, so...
Well, I have a lot of DayQuil that hasn't worked for me, so... I think maybe if I take it when I'm not actually sick, but, like, maybe I just have a sore throat, then it's okay.
Uh-huh.
So I can't rely on it to do the heavy lifting.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's around that time of the night when Will Ferrell comes to Tufts. Do you not know? Oh. No one told you?
No.
No.
I don't like Will Ferrell.
No?
I don't find him funny.
No, he's not.
I saw Elf and I was like deeply traumatized by it.
Which scenes? Not bring
the joy. I don't remember. That's not trauma. Like, I've erased it from my memory. Yeah. Deeply bothered by it. Mm-hmm. Did not get the joy that Elf was supposed to bring.
You didn't get the Christmas joy. Oh, God, I'm so excited for Christmas. I just love presents. Mm-hmm. I love wrapping things.
I also love wrapping things, but when I was a kid, I, like, definitely knew how to wrap a box in wrapping paper, and now I just wing it every time.
Really?
Yeah, I, like, cannot.
Why do you think you lost your skill?
Because I became less grateful.
You can't...
I think I started going for bags and tissue paper, like, I thought that was classier, and now I'm trying to go back to my roots, and it's, like, really difficult.
Oh, I think boxes are classier, you know? Like, it takes more effort.
But then you have to wrap the box, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's what I try to do.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do it. But I worked at a boutique shop, and I had to. We put all the stuff that people buy in little bags with tissue coming out of it. So I'm very good at the tissue. Hit me up for all of your tissue needs, Medford.
Hit me up if you need to be taken to a table, because I'm so good at that. I wonder what would happen if just like one day into Wicker Carm, like some, I like stood by like where people were swiping them in, and I was like, I can take you to your table.
It's so funny if you dressed up and you went around and you were like, can I get you anything? Like, how is everything tonight? That'd be good. TFL bit, honestly. Mm. Don't steal that. Copyright.
Copyrighted.
All of it's reserved for your learning.
Yeah, there's a lot of, yeah, sometimes, like, oh my God, I don't know if, like, this happened to you, like, during your, like, experience as a boutique shop worker.
Yes.
But how, like, there's, like, certain scripts you have, and then, like, sometimes you mess them up. Like, sometimes I'll, like, sit someone down at a table and be like, thank you for calling Postel. I just mix it up. There's a lot of, like, code switching, I guess you could call it. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Tyler? You get the last laugh.
Ha 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 ha